A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord took Abram outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if you can." "Just so," he added, "shall your descendants be." Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as an act of righteousness. He then said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as a possession. O Lord God," he asked, "how am I to know that I shall possess it?" He answered him, "Bring me a 3-year-old heifer, a 3-year-old she-goat, a 3-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." Abram brought all of these, split them in two, and placed each half opposite the other, but the birds he did not cut up. Birds of prey swooped down on the carcasses, but Abram stayed with them. As the sun was about to set, a trance fell upon Abram, and a deep, terrifying darkness enveloped them. When the sun had set and it was dark, there appeared a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch, which passed between those pieces. It was on that occasion that the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I give this land, from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord hears my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek God's face. The Lord is my light and my salvation. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in God, hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians. Join with others in being imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and observe those who thus conduct themselves according to the model you have in us. For many, as I have often told you, and now tell you even in tears, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their stomach. Their glory is their shame. Their minds are occupied with earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. And from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will change our lowly body to conform with his glorified body, by the power that enables him also to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus took Peter and John and James, and he led them up the side of a mountain that they might pray. As they prayed, his face became changed, and his garments became dazzling bright. And as from heaven there appeared to him two men, Moses and Elijah, and they taught him about how his departure must take place from Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were sound asleep, and when they woke up, they saw his glory and the heavenly glory of the two men with him. And just as Moses and Elijah were about to leave, Peter cries out, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Now Peter didn't know what he was saying, and as he was yet speaking, a cloud overshadowed them. And as they were drawn into the cloud, they became afraid. And from the cloud they heard a voice which said, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him." And after the voice, Jesus was there alone. Now they kept all these things to themselves at that time, and they told no one what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.